Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
I don't know what is happening. My goodness gracious almighty. What a weekend we had. The Super Bowl, the reigning national champion, has lost both of its coordinators, including an offensive coordinator that was a head coach and in the NFL and college, and he's going back to the NFL to coach under Pete Carroll.
Let's say, it's a one Pac-12 legend going to coach with another Pac-12 legend.
And that's like eighth on the list with Chip Kelly going back to the Raiders. The Super Bowl is like fifth or sixth. The NBA just said, yeah, we're going to act. No. Mm-mm. Nico Harrison and Rob Pelinka said, nah, we're about to get drunk here.
Oh, my God.
Let's get weird. What happened this weekend? What happened this weekend?
I am 40 years old. I am a grown man, and I still have not been able to wrap my arms around this firmly. This was a where were you win moment.
Yeah.
This is the biggest sports transaction in my life. This was more surprising than Jordan retiring for baseball.
The most stunning part of this is that when the trade went down, it was like in the waning moments of NBA's slate that was going on. Nobody knew. That Luka Doncic was available. And they pulled the trigger. And to say the Dallas Mavericks got fleeced in this is the world's largest understatement.
We're going to do studies on this at some point in time, you know, as we get further and further away from it. But as of right now, Nico Harrison is the guy who traded Luka Doncic. But he didn't trade him for some magic beans. Like, the return might be worse than magic beans. And Anthony Davis is a top 75 player of all time. Luka Doncic is heading towards being a top 15 player of all time. There's a staggering difference. One's 6 years younger.
But where's Max Christie?
Oh, God. I had a front office executive. Like, well, Max Christie's kind of a first-round pick. And I shut that down immediately. I'm like, don't even come close to doing that. Like, no. We are not doing that with him. No. The idea, now, there are some reports, and I've heard from some people that despite Nico Harrison saying that he only called the Lakers, that he did, in fact, call one other organization. That he did call the Bucks.
Oh.
And they were not interested.
In Luka Doncic.
Yeah.
All right. If you don't know what we're talking about, on Saturday, the Lakers acquired Luka Doncic, injured Maxi Kleber, Markieff Morris.
Again.
And they sent away Anthony Davis, Max Christie, and a single first-round pick in 2029.
Yeah.
For some reason, the Jazz were in it.
And they didn't know what the deal was until 30 minutes before the deal.
They acquired Jalen Hood.
Jalen Hood, Schifino, and 2 second-round picks to act as a facilitator.
And sent $55,000 cash to each the Lakers and Mavs, which I was surprised. I thought they got rid of that.
No, it's still there. It's okay. Up to $3
million. Oh, so
you have a pot of $3 million each year.
$55,000? What is that doing?
Probably covering the physicals. Something along those lines.
But they got involved in that too. So that is our three-way deal. That really is a two-way deal. It doesn't make sense. In the idea that, like, we say often, like, this is a surprise. The idea that could be hyperbole is thrown out the door when you hear Luka Doncic is furious that he is no longer a Dallas Maverick. His dad has now come out and told ESPN that he didn't deserve this and to be traded from the Mavericks to the Lakers. He wanted to be a guy that was in the city, a one stop guy just like Dirk Nowitzki, who he's looked up to and is seen as used as a mentor over his career. He wanted to be just that in Dallas. They go to a NBA Finals last year, and this happens 8 months later. Stunning. Yeah, I mean, there's no other way to put it. It's stunning to see that this is what has transpired and how quickly all this played out.
There's so many different ways, and we're going to slice each and every one of them because there's so many different things to talk about, from the Nico Harrison's press conference to the transaction itself to how they landed on the deal that they did to why they didn't shop Luka. Like, Nico's press conference alone deserves probably two segments because it's absolutely insane.
Well, three questions, and then he's like, "All right, Jason, you got this." It's like, whoa.
And those three questions that he took, the answers that he gave were unhinged. Like, it was just like, what is happening here? Like, how on earth did this become a thing? Like, I don't, sitting there in press row during Blazer Suns, that transaction breaks, and I damn near yelled out, "What the bleep?" And everyone kind of looked at me. I go, check your notifications. And everyone in the media section did. And we all kind of stood up and looked at each other like, huh? Like, it was a lot of puzzling and
Devin
squinting.
Booker said it best, who is in Portland at the time, where he thought it was Luka Garza.
Yeah. Like, wait, what? Because he heard Luka. And he was like, wait, what? But we all kind of looked at each other. We shrugged our shoulders. He got hacked. Especially when this is for real.
Yeah.
Because we've seen that literal thing happen with other newsbreakers before.
Oh, yeah.
Where, like, no, this is for real, blah, blah, blah. Then I think it was either Holdall or Hyken. One of them said, Wojcicki's got it. Dan Wojcicki of L.A. And, everyone's soul left their body. Yeah. Like, jaws dropped, and we just looked at each other and we went, oh my God, this is real. Because nobody's going to hack Dan.
No.
Like, that's not who you...
You don't go for Shams, then Dan.
Yeah, no. Like, no, look, if you did have it like those two hacked and ready to go, that'd be a great play. But then the ESPN notification comes up, and we all just kind of in unison was like, this is actually happening. And then it was just a lot, like, nobody watched the game. I mean, nobody in the building watched the game. Like, even the players were looking, like, players were borrowing coaches' phones.
That's crazy.
Because they can't have a phone on the sideline. And they're just sitting there going, oh my God, like, a fan, as free throws are happening, goes and flashes his phone up to Damian Lee and goes, Luka got traded to the Lakers. And you could read his lips where he goes, no bleeping way. He goes, Luka Doncic, and he looks over at Zach Zarba, the lead official, and goes, Luka got traded to the Lakers. And Zarba kind of shrugs his shoulders like, all right, free throws, like, what do you want me to do, dog? But, I mean, like, you see it spread to the Blazers bench, and you see Jeremy Grant's eyes get even bigger. Matisse just looks like he stuck his finger in a light socket. DA is just shaking his head over and over and over. Like, the prevailing thing that came out of the locker room after that game was fear. Legitimate fear of, if he can be traded,
anybody can
be traded. And that's, I think that's something we'll talk about a little bit later. Like, what this did is a reset to the NBA. It was insane.
Yep. I mean, it was stunning, to say the least. And from the lopsidedness of the trade to a legitimate star in his prime awaiting a supermax deal and a supermax extension, which is also another thing that what usually happens is the guy signs the supermax and then it gets dealt. That ain't going to happen. And that's not happening here. This is so bizarre on so many fronts that, and then the fact that Luka's pissed about it, Luka's family's pissed about it. The fans in Dallas are pissed about it. And there's also a lot of Laker fans who are happy at the fact that they've got a 25-year-old Luka Doncic that they're pairing with LeBron James, but going, is this going to be enough? Because they don't have a big.
No, I mean,
Maxi Kleber's hurt.
Meanwhile, the Mavs have all of the bigs.
All the bigs.
There's an interesting question right now, and I think this is a larger scope question for later, but I just want people to kind of think about this. How many players are in the NBA right now are fans more of a fan of the player over the team? Because this Mavs team is a team that has been about the Mavs. It's not just Dirk during that era. It was Kidd. It was Terry. Like, it was Marion. Like, it was, the era of teams has kind of fallen to the wayside to a certain extent. And I wonder how much of that was an issue for the Mavs here, about it becoming all about Luka, a guy who has been, and again, I am not excusing this. This is the stuff that has come out afterwards, both publicly and privately. Luka was 270 pounds, and you don't get that way by just eating fast food.
Well, there is a, with Luka Doncic, there were
that
red
sounds
flags.
Like a challenge.
There were red flags there. And look, Brian Windhorst, this popped up after the trade thing happened. Mm-hmm. Remember after the Celtics sealed the deal this past year, and he said, the winners are popping champagne in one locker room, and Luka Doncic is not. And until Luka figures out how to be a pro, mm-hmm. and how to take care of himself and to approach a season, he will never be popping the champagne bottles. Mm-hmm. Like that clip resurfaced because that was immediately following the NBA Finals. And that's what Windhorst went to.
Yeah.
He was doing a stand up in the arena, mm-hmm. doing that on SportsCenter. And I remember everybody's like, whoa. Well, Windhorst has since clarified. It's like, dude, that NBA Finals wasn't like I saw something and I'm just going to get upset. He said that was the third time that he has seen that,
mm-hmm.
in his career covering Luka Doncic. And it goes back to when he was in Slovenia, mm-hmm. when he was coming up and playing in Eurobasket tournaments and stuff like that. Did it twice where he cost his team chances to win titles. And he said, what we saw at the finals was me going over the edge and saying, no, I don't. You fool me once, shame on you.
Because
fool
the
me twice,
so
shame on me.
Like, right? You care because the talent is otherworldly.
Yeah.
Like, that's why you care.
And now I think we're seeing that with the Dallas Mavericks. Like, Nico Harrison and company finally said, all right, we are with Brian Windhorst now. And to your point, are you a fan of Luka or are you a fan of the Mavericks?
Of which they might not have any fans either way right now.
If Anthony Davis comes out and he puts on a show where he's not having to play the five.
He got all the bigs now.
He's got all the bigs.
They only have one guard on the roster, but hey.
He can play a lot, and he and Kyrie Irving put on a show, and Klay Thompson can just sit in the corner and say, ball, ball, ball. Mm-hmm. And they knock down, he knocks down a buttload of threes, which he isn't really doing because he's aging Klay Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
But if they come out and they start rattling off wins, do those Mavericks fans come right back?
I know a lot of Mavericks fans, and I know a lot of folks that cover that team.
Dude.
It is very much bleep that team right now.
Oh, absolutely.
They are.
Absolutely.
I would not be surprised if you saw like a damn near empty arena when they come home.
I wouldn't doubt that one bit. But I wonder how long that lasts if they win. Because people love a winner.
You're not wrong, especially in that town.
People, people love a winner.
But they are livid right now.
They should be, man.
I mean, it's one thing, like, we went through that here in a sense with Dame, but it was over 89 days. Theirs was in the middle of the night, basically. It just happened.
Yep.
There's no cycles of grief. It's immediately.
You got one first round pick.
And 31, about to be 32 year old Anthony Davis.
Who's always injured, in his prime was always injured. But on the flip side of that, we have been sitting here, and Portland fans know this. You have one of the best players in the NBA. And Damian Lillard wasn't to the level of Luka Doncic.
No.
But we had Damian Lillard here for a decade,
mm-hmm.
and we saw front office just sit on their hands, not really build a contender around him at all.
Whereas Mavericks
did.
They chose to.
And they went all in.
Took risks.
And they did it last year, mm-hmm. at the deadline even. And they acquired everything, whether it was Gafford,
PJ
Washington. Yep. They got those guys, and they said, we're gearing up, and they fell short. And they read the room, Would you rather have a front office that is proactive or one that just sits there and sits on their hands, which is the other thing, you know? Like, I mean, there's two sides of this, too, where you could say we have seen these trades in professional sports across the landscape of all sports, right, where we've said one team has gotten fleeced and they absolutely 100% did. We've also seen it where initially we go, that team got fleeced, and they end up winning more than the other team does.
I don't know how the Mavs win out of this. The Mavs would have to win a title this year. A title this year.
They ain't doing that.
And even if they did, I think a lot of Mavs fans would say it feels hollow.
I just look at it.
Because there's no identity. Really? There's no relationship with this team.
I think they would change it really quickly, I think.
I don't think so. Talking to the folks that I've talked to.
I know, but we're in the immediacy of it now. And like, they're not going to win a title because here's the other issue is that if you're sending Luka off to LA because you feel like he isn't fully committed, you brought in Anthony Davis to play with Kyrie freaking Irving. Which, like, that's the answer?
Which 10 years ago, man, that would have been a hell of a team.
But, I mean, goodness gracious.
Former LeBron running mates.
Okay, but now you're essentially saying, all right, Kyrie, you've checked your crazy for a long time now. There's nobody to keep him in check. Mm-mm. Nobody to keep him
and
in check.
And he's got a contract that's coming up, and you don't think he has leverage now?
It's wild.
And Klay Thompson went to Dallas to play with Luka.